next little jam is called Man Oh Da Le. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who try to drink, don't think again. Don't drink and drive, don't do it at all. We don't, what? You'll fall to the, what?
Don't drink and drive.
Mention the Buddha. Same thing, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Drink and drive.
June 28th, there's gonna be an event. Go to this event called the Honky Tonk What? Honky Tonk Who? Honky Tonk What? Honky Tonk What? Talk about mad.
Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive.
What?
Yo, yo, don't drink and drive. Yo. I'm on that King Leonidas. Hit you in the chest, really leave your ass spineless. Yo, bow down to your highness. I'm exhaling OG Kush through my sinus. Yo, it's dame time. You can call me Primus. Going down like your highness. Yo, don't drink and drive, I keep it live. It's going down all day cause I strive.
What?
For protection or perfection. I'm coming hard like an unprotected erection.
Oh,
yo, stop. Can you feel me?
Drive.
Raw dog, don't drink and drive.
Drink
yo,
and drive.
I'm like an orange,
don't.
You can peel me.
Don't.
Drink and drive like an orange,
don't.
You can peel me. Don't drink and drive, yo. Who got next?
Drink and drive, yo.
It's time to flex.
Don't drink and drive, yo. Don't drink and drive, yo. Cause I'm about to tell you something. Alright. Make sure you don't drink and drive through the night. You have your designated driver drive you through the night. You know, cause I'm a little bit offbeat flow. Because you know it's about to grow. Yeah. But you see what happens when you drink and drive. You come off beat, you just don't realize.
Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive, and I'll tell you why. Get behind the wheel and you kill a bunch of flies. Not to mention people walking down the street, minding their own thing, rocking to the beat. So stay behind the wheel, only if you're sober. If you're all faded, drunk, or over. Don't drink and drive, it's really not cool. Don't drink and drive, cause you're just fucking fool.
Don't drink and drive. Don't
drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive, cause you're just a fucking fool. Don't drink and drive, cause you're just a fucking fool. Don't drink and drive, cause you're just a dude. What? What?
Drink and drive.
Now, don't remember drinking, drink and drive. Now,
don't
remember drinking, drink and drive. Call a cab, call a friend, call your mom, call your brother, call your wife, call your sister, call somebody to pick you up
or sleep in the car.
Home. Don't do it, don't do it. Sit on the floor, go on the bed, walk on the sand. I said what? I said sad, nigga. I said sad. I said sad.
Don't drink and drive.
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 June 28th. Don't drink and drive. It's it.
Go support a good cause.
Check it out.
That's right. The address once again is
4711 Magnolia Avenue in Burbank.
Once again, the address is
4711 Magnolia Avenue in Burbank.
Once again, the address is
4711 Magnolia Avenue, Burbank, California. Joe's nice. Great American Bar.
91506.
Live music and stand-up comedy.
Take call for reservation.
323-491-3132. There is for ticket. honkytonk.ticketleap.com.
Once again, that's
honkytonk.ticketleap.com.
And the number is
323-491-3132. Get your tickets on TicketLeap for a discount ticket.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's $20 at the door.
Check it out,
check
eh?
It out, eh?
Indy100.com. Buzzing on that beat. Oh.
Right, so go ahead and go to lowriderliveshow.com. That's the lowriderliveshow.com. And you know what? If you don't want to put the, don't put the, just put Lowrider Live Show. And those of you who are just tuning in right now, is that we got a couple of guests who are amazing. Ooh, a couple of guests who are doing a lot of things. Is that a couple of guests who are promoting an event the 28th of June. That's right. It's going to be Thursday. It starts at 7 p.m. for VIP. The doors open at 8 p.m. Okay, now check it out. It's called the Honky Tonk Hold Down, it said.
Yeah, that's right. The Honky Tonk Hold Down.
That's right. It's going to be at Joe's Bar and Grill. The address is 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank, California. Once again, the address is 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank, California.
And doors open at 7 p.m. and the event starts at 8 p.m. That's correct.
Free line dancing.
That's right. All night long.
Party all night long.
And not only that, we got live music and we also have some live stand-up comedy.
That's right.
Isn't Olivia Dunkel's going to be there, bro. And, you know, Olivia Dunkel's going to be there.
And Daytime.
Who else?
Daytime.
Eric Bolivar.
Who?
Bolivar.
That's right. And possibly the game changer, the game stopper, the game motivator, the game creator.
Daytime!
That nighttime.
Daytime.
Love it.
Yeah, daytime.
Daytime.
That's right.
Daytime, right?
That's right.
Daytime.
Daytime. That's right.
Oh, I thought it was daytime.
No, tell it. And continuation with the game.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
This is a lie? America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
That's right. Those of you tuning in, this is the part two of Are You Smarter Than Roger with your host, Roger, the Smart Guy.
Welcome back to the second part of Are You Smarter Than Roger the Smart Guy. We left off with the director, Andrew, missing, going 0 for 3. Next up, the lovely Jubilee Gonzalez.
Yes!
Jubilee?
Yes.
David Bowie had a hit with which song? Space Oddity, Rocket Man, 2000 Light Years from Home, or Mercury Rising? Space Oddity, Rocket Man,
Sound of Effort,
2000 Light Years from Home, or Mercury Rising? Your answer, please.
Can I call it for Mercury Rising?
She says like, Mercury Rising. Wrong.
I have no idea. I called you on that one.
Wow.
What was it?
Where's my Kansas buddy at? No, Kansas! Nope. Brendan!
Three.
No. Brendan.
Smart guy.
For every 7 white keys on a piano, how many black keys are there?
6.
3, 4, 6. He says 6. Wrong. 5.
You're like asking them.
Robert! Serious Robert.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Serious Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, Rob, on Friends, who is known for saying, how you doing? Is that Rachel, Ross, Chandler, or Joey?
Joey?
Says Joey.
Nice.
Correct.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you.
Genevieve.
Yes.
From Sherman Oaks.
Uh-huh.
Who was the lyricist for many of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals? Was it Yanni, Bernie Taupin, Mike Post, or Tim Rice? Yanni?
Tim Rice?
She says Tim Rice. Correct.
Oh. Wow.
They were the easy out of your ass.
Nice. Great guess.
You're giving all the easy ones.
Yeah.
I am ready for Mr. Roger Danger Baxter.
There he is.
Roger, what are dried grapes better known as? Citron, cranberries, prunes, or raisins?
I'm going to go with raisins.
Danger says raisins. Danger's right.
Yes.
This game is rigged, yo.
Yeah.
Phil from Philly.
Yeah, baby.
Phil, who was the leader of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Was that Splinter, Donatello, Leonardo, or Michelangelo?
Hey. Yeah, baby. Why don't you go ahead and repeat that one more time, baby?
Who was the leader of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Splinter, Donatello, Leonardo, or Michelangelo?
Oh, answer, come on, baby.
3 seconds,
you know
2 seconds, 1 second.
Splinter, my nigga, Splinter.
Splinter. No, Leonardo. We have What the Loco up next. What the Loco?
Yeah, what's up, Holmes?
On the 18, what did HM stand for in HM Murdoch? Howling Mad, Harry Madison, Harry Mother, or Harvey Murphy?
That's easily Holmes.
What is it?
Repeat it again.
Calvin Mad, Harry Madison, Harry Mother, Harvey Murphy. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 2 seconds,
come
1 second.
It's Harvey the Murphy one. You know what I'm talking
Harvey
about.
Harvey Murphy, yeah. Wrong.
What are you doing?
Calvin Mad.
What?
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
In Greek mythology, what was the function of King Minos' labyrinth? To hide the Minotaur, confuse travelers, keep evil spirits away, or a decoration?
Hide the Minotaur.
He says hide the Minotaur. He's right.
Nice.
Yay.
He's on the board, folks. He's on the board.
I didn't even flinch on that one.
I know. You're so calm and cool.
Michelle.
Yes.
What is the chemical symbol for gold? A-G, H-G, A-U, or H-O?
Shiza. Could you say that again?
A-G, H-G, A-U, or H-O? The symbol for gold.
I think it's the third.
A-U?
Thanks. AU.
She says AU.
How you doing?
You're correct.
Wow.
Good job.
I had a muse.
Strike.
Brendan.
Day.
In medical terms, what's the opposite of anterior? Inferior, posterior, medial, or lateral?
Posterior.
He says posterior. He's correct.
Good job.
What?
Didn't even flinch.
That was an easy one.
That was an easy one.
Can I get Serious Robert, please?
How you doing? How you doing,
Serious
Roger?
Robert.
How you doing, Roger?
Serious Robert, according to commercials, what was said to be the ultimate driving machine? Was that Mercedes, BMW, Porsche, or Volvo?
That would be the ultimate driving machine, which is BMW.
He says BMW. He's right.
That's, what? Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, honey, I have all the answers. Genevieve!
That's pretty close.
What day of the week is a Sabbath for Muslims? Is that Friday? What day of the week is a Sabbath for Muslims? Is it Friday, Sunday, Saturday, or Monday?
Let's go with
Friday, Sunday, Saturday, or Monday?
Saturday?
Saturday.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wrong, Friday. Danger!
There he is, there he is, there he is.
Danger! Mr. Big was a bad guy in which James Bond film? A View to a Kill, Goldfinger, Tomorrow Never Dies, Live and Let Die.
That's a racist question, first of all. Black people don't watch 007, man.
5 seconds, my brother.
Repeat the question.
View to a Kill, Goldfinger, Tomorrow Never Dies, Live and Let Die. Mr. Big, bad guy, what movie?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies. Wrong, Live and Let Die.
Ah, that was my first one.
Philly Phil!
Yeah, baby.
How did Lee Harvey Oswald die? Electric chair, a bullet wound, a car accident, or a hanging?
He got shanked, baby.
That's not there.
Wait.
Electric chair, bullet wound, car accident, or a hanging?
Harvey Oswald?
Yes.
Man, that nigga's famous.
Five seconds, 4 seconds, three seconds.
You know what I'm saying?
He, 2 seconds.
He got shot, nigga.
Bullet wound, he says. Correct.
That's what I said, nigga.
Dr. Loco.
That's right, Holmes.
How old was the biblical figure Methuselah?
Who?
The biblical figure Methuselah. 369 years old, 622, 88, or 969? 369, 622, 88, or 969? Your answer, please.
I'm going to have to go with my favorite number, Holmes. 969.
969, he's right.
Wow.
Can I get the director, Andrew, please, report?
Yes, I'm here.
Andrew! Who's the lead singer of the band, No Doubt? Liz Flair, Gwen Stefani, Courtney Love, or Nancy Wilson?
Gwen Stefani.
He says
Holmes.
Gwen Stefani. He's right.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Jubilee.
What up, yo?
Which of these musicians was not a member of the Traveling Wilburys? Was not, okay, a member of the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling what?
Wilburys.
Wilburys.
Wilburys. Ringo Starr, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, or Bob Dylan? Who was not?
Say the answers again.
Ringo Starr,
yeah.
Rob Orbison, Tom Petty, or Bob Dylan? Your answer, please.
I'm going to go with the third one. What was his name again?
Ringo Starr, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, Tommy, what?
Bob Dylan, she says wrong. Ringo Starr.
Ah!
What?
What for my lifeline?
Young generation.
I just want to say
Brendan!
This question is racist.
Brendan, what is the greatest number of degrees an obtuse angle can have? Answer is rounded. 359, 89, 1, or 179?
179.
He says 179. He's right.
What?
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Look at that big grin on Brad.
Racist.
Serious Robert.
How's it going? How you doing, Roger?
Hey, Robert.
Serious Robert.
Serious Rob, what was the name of the paranoid android in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Was it Robbie, Marvin, Wayne, or Gort?
Gort.
He says Gort. Wrong, Marvin.
Damn.
And that's your first miss, Rob. That was a good miss.
That was a good book.
Genevieve!
Yes, sir.
Where is Valenzuela located? Is that Africa, South America, North America, or Europe?
South America.
She says South America. She's right. Look at that. Vivi's tied for first place, folks, just like that.
I got a good question. What city is Milwaukee in?
What?
Never mind.
It's in Green Bay.
Right.
We have next Philly Phil. No, danger time. Danger!
There he is. There he is. There he is.
Which temperature has the same value in degrees both Celsius and Fahrenheit? Negative 40, 0, 37, or minus 273?
Again with the racist questions. Repeat the answer, please.
0, negative 40, 37, negative 273.
Let's go with 0.
He says 0. Wrong.
You're off by
2 points. Negative 40. Phil.
Yeah, baby.
Who was Kurt Cobain married to?
Shit, you know that white nigga. Shit, you know what I'm talking about?
Anna DeFranco, Tanya Delloni, Courtney Love, or PJ Harvey?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That slutty hoe. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Answer, please.
That's slutty hoe, Jennifer Aniston.
Courtney Love, nigga.
He says Courtney Love. He's right.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What the loco?
Yes.
This will be the last round right here. Finish it up with the next. We got time for one more. What are we doing? How are we doing on time?
Well, we're going to go to commercial, but go ahead and ask me the question.
Okay, you're going to be the last of this round, so we'll start next.
Go ahead and ask me the question.
All right, what the loco?
What's up, Issy?
In Where the Wild Things Are, what does Max wear to bed? A football helmet, a wolf suit, a baseball cap, or swimming goggles?
After this. That's right, I say go ahead and go to the LowriderLiveShow.com. That's LowriderLiveShow.com. And those of you just tuning in, they said we got a crazy event coming up here June 28th. It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be bad. It's going to be crazy. It's called the Honky Tonk Hoedown. And you two can go ahead and be part of this show. It starts at 7 p.m. for VIP, 8 p.m. at the door. Check it out. It's going to be at Joe's Bar and Grill. 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank, California. That's Joe's Bar and Grill at 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank,
California. Wait. Let me write down the number. Where is that?
Well, get your kid out of here. Grab a piece of paper.
Okay, got it.
Grab a pen.
All right, got it.
It's going to be at 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank, California. We got a great, great show. Great show. I'm telling you, it's going to be from 7 till midnight. It's going to be a 4-hour show. It's going to be from one thing to another thing to another thing. And all proceeds go to Madison. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. This is to help the fundraise benefit for someone who passed away. So why don't you go ahead and come down, support. Give a dollar, 50 cents, 25 cents, a penny. It doesn't matter. Just come support.
It's $20, bro.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, they can get the pre-sale ticket at honkytonk.ticketleap.com.
Where?
honkytonk.ticketleap.com.
That's right. Backslash.
Wait, how much are the tickets, though?
Honky Tonk.
The pre-sales are probably like $10 or $15, and at the door is like $20.
Nice. Ticketleap.com.
Yeah, if you're a student, it's $10. It's $15 if you buy it at Ticketleap, and $20 at the door.
Okay. $20.
$20. What a lit. But if you put a Low Rider Live Show, and you let them know that you're at the door, we're going to go ahead and give you $2 off.
Yay.
Right?
$1.99.
$1.99.
Oh, 110.
No, you can get six tacos.
We had 10th caller, you get him
six
free.
Six tacos at Jack in the Box.
$1.99, are you out of your mind?
Now, boys and girls, children of all ages, teenagers, old people. When I say old people, I'm talking about 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years
song. I want you to get up on your floor right now. I want you to get ready to boogie. I want you to get ready to boogie. I want you to play and grab a shot of tequila. Grab a shot of milk. Grab a shot of water. Grab a shot of lemonade. Grab a shot of whatever you want. Moltres. Available on June 28th. Thursday, June 28th, we got a show for you. Come down, Heart of Mad, tell you I'll be through. It's at 4711 Magnolia Avenue. 4711 Magnolia Avenue. At Joe's Bar and Grill. What? Joe's Bar and Grill.
City of Burbank.
And now check it out. If you guys mention the Loretta Live Show, it'll be only $5 for you guys. We're going to be knocking $5 off or $5? $5. Period. $5. $5. Be only
$5. That's a deal. That's a deal.
That's a deal.
That's like, you know what I mean? That's less than a Starbucks coffee right now.
Lord have mercy.
That's less than a chicken nugget meal.
You know what I mean? That's nice. Exactly, dude.
You know?
Nice. That's less
than a chicken nugget meal.
Than a chicken nugget meal. You know what? It's also less.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, it's less than the Wings Lovers at Pollo Loco, dog.
Yeah, it's less than that.
Wings and lovers. Continuation with the final last round of the game. This is the quick edit version. Whoever wins this one wins the grand prize.
This is a Spitfire round.
Take it away.
When we left
Roger,
off to Mr. Bata Loco, they were asking Mr. Bata Loco in the book where the wild things are. What did Max wear to bed? Did he wear a baseball cap, swimming goggles, a football helmet, or a wolf suit?
That one is easy, Holmes. Mm-hmm.
What do you wear?
He wore a wolf suit, it says.
He's right.
So,
this means going into the final round, we have a tie with, well, Andrew's out. He only got two right. Michelle Jubilee is in. She only missed one.
Nice.
Our boy Brendan is out. He missed two. Crazy Robert's out, but Serious Robert is in, because Serious Robert only missed one.
Lucky.
Genevieve is in, she only missed one.
Woo! Lucky.
Roger Danger Baxter missed two, he's out.
Oh, lucky.
Phil's out, and Vato Loco's in.
Phil is out?
Phil is out.
Man.
I'm glad.
Phil, you out.
Put them sleeves.
So, going first will be Miss Jubilee. Followed by Serious Robert, Genevieve, then Vato Loco.
Like, oh my
the
God,
first
okay.
one to miss is out. Last one standing is the winner. Here we go.
Here we go.
Speed round.
Speed round.
Jubilee!
Yes?
Where did a dingo originate? The dingo. In Australia, Asia, Africa, or Europe?
I'll say Australia, mate.
He
that's
says
terrible
Australia.
Australian accent.
Got enough work.
That was like...
Serious Rob.
How you doing, Roger?
Is it right?
Serious Rob, which ship was a hit for the Beach Boys? Mississippi Queen, Rainbow Warrior, Snoop John B., or Proud Mary?
Proud Mary?
It says Proud Mary. Wrong. Serious Rob, thanks for playing, but try the game.
Aw.
Genevieve.
Oh, yeah.
Genevieve.
What's up?
Who dated the model Kate Moss between 2005 and July 2007? Was that Seal, Pete Doherty, Simon Le Bon, or Chris Martin?
One more time again?
Who dated Kate Moss between 2005 and 2007? Was it Seal, Pete Doherty, Simon Le Bon, or Chris Martin?
I'm going to go with Seal.
She says Seal. Goodbye!
That was easy.
Now, Michelle, you might win this by default. If Vato Loco gets this wrong, you win. Okay?
I'm the wiener? Oh,
if he gets it right, you're tied with him, okay? Vato Loco, are you ready?
Yes.
Vato Loco! Which of the following is not found on one of the four corners on the Monopoly game? Which is not found on one of the four corners in Monopoly? Community chest, jail, go to jail, or free parking? What's not found in the corner? Community chest, jail, go to jail, or free parking?
Community chest.
He says community chest. Love the community chest.
Oh,
got it right.
I got it right? I got it right.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Genevieve! No, I'm sorry. Wait, Jubilee. Like, Michelle Jubilee Gonzalez from Florida.
Yes, yes.
Are you ready, my love?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question for you is, what does a joule unit measure? J-O-U-L-E.
J
J-O-U-L-E.
Joule.
Joule unit measure. Light, pressure, work, or energy. Light, pressure, work, or energy.
Joules, energy.
Light, pressure, work, or energy.
Energy.
She says energy. Correct.
Woo!
We got a battle.
But the local next to you. But the local.
Yes, sir.
Which character from the TV show Lost was featured on the cover of the 2010 Weezer album? Was it Loki, Sawyer, Ben, or Hurley? Loki, Sawyer, Ben, or Hurley?
Asshole. That would be Ben, homie.
He says Ben. Oh, it's Hurley! And the lovely Michelle Jubilee Gonzalez from Florida.
Yay.
That's right. And
so about the loco, please tell Lady Jubilee what she won.
Well, check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jubilee won a one-way trip to...
the Honky Tonk Hoedown!
The Honky Tonk Hoedown!
Can't wait!
June 28th, Thursday, starts at 7 p.m. VIP. Doors open at 8 p.m. There's going to be all sorts of games, all sorts of hoedown to do the hoedown.
And she gets in free, doesn't she?
As a matter of fact, she
there
does.
I'm the luckiest
at the at Joe's Bar and Grill. Go ahead and check it out. It's at 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank. That's right. 4711 Magnolia Avenue in the city of Burbank. And give them a call at area code
323-491-3132.
That's area code 323-491-3132. And those of you who are barely getting that paper, go ahead, get that paper one more time. It's area code
323-491-3132.
Call!
Oh, da. And we'll be back after this.
Who's da?
Yeah.
Who's da?
Yeah.
To LowriderLiveShow.com. That's LowriderLiveShow.com.
Yeah!
And those of you who are just tuning in and say, we got a crazy show. We got a couple of guests who are doing some big things. Listen, now check it out. It's time for a little segment that we like to call.
What do we call it?
Cholos Critics Corner.
Órale, say.
Hey, little boxer, why don't you go and explain what Cholos Critics Corner is all about, eh?
Okay, now check it out, homie. This is what's about to go down, homie. Because, you know, sometimes you want to go to the movie theater, right? And, you know, you don't want to spend too much money because the movie's whack, homie. So right. What you got to do is you got to watch the movie trailer, big dog. Because that movie trailer will tell you how good the movie is, homie. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to spend, like, the $12 at the with the Arclight, you know what I mean? Or the $3 at the Regal, dog. So what it is, and we base it off how many joints we had to smoke. Five being the worst and one being the best, homie.
What? Did it say that again?
Five being the worst and one being the best, that's it.
That's right. It said one being the best and five being the worst, that's it. And why?
Mm-hmm.
Now check it out, Holmes. The movie that we're going to be checking it out today, you see, is a little movie that you can go ahead and go to Fandango.com, Holmes. That's
Fandango.
Fandango.com, you see. And it's called People Like Us, you see.
Mm.
Now let's go ahead and see. People
like
us. Oh, die.
Listen.
The official trailer, Bato.
This is the official one.
That's right.
Not the bootleg.
No, not the bootleg.
Let's check it out, eh?
Not the bootleg. Yeah, not the bootleg.
Not from somebody's house. It's from a theater.
Can you see it?
No. There it is, Doc.
It is. All right.
Jim, that's my year. That's my nut, man.
It is not yours.
Jim,
I need this money.
My son blew up a pool at school today.
Sam, I'd like to talk to you about your father's estate. He left you this.
Your shaving kit.
$150,000. I'm supposed to give to some woman and kid I've never even met?
Record producer Jerry Harper is survived by his wife and son. It's official. I don't exist.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Frankie.
She has my father's eyes and his nose.
I don't understand. You don't have any sisters.
I do now.
Hey, Frankie.
Can I get you something that they sell here?
I swear to you on my life, I will never hit on you. Ever.
Wow, thank you. I'm sure that was meant to reassure me.
You seem like a really great person. The kid's really lucky to have you.
My last image of my dad are taillights while he drove away to his other family.
Mom, you know, you grew up without a father.
It was his choice.
I can't tell her who I am. I am buried in debt. Buried.
Why don't I know anything about you?
My father, he always said lean into it.
What does that mean?
It means that the outcome doesn't matter. What matters is that you're there for it. Whatever it is. Good or bad. Kind of like right now.
Tell her everything you know.
I don't know how.
Maybe we could both start trying to
be people.
Now check it out, I say. Hey, little boxer.
What's up, big dog?
Let me ask you a question, I say.
What's up, homie?
How many toys you give this one being the best and five being the worst, and why, you say?
Okay, now check it out, homie. You know, when the movie trailer started, right? You know, I was looking at you, saw the homegirl, you know, and the homeboy, and they started hooking up, right? But then it kind of threw me a little twist there because I couldn't quite understand. I don't know if, like, you know, was he the sperm donator or, you know what I mean, coming back in the kid's life or something like that? It kind of threw me for a loop, homie. And they got a little emotional right there for a minute there, dog. I started to cry, dog. You know what? I have to give it like 1.5 joints a sec.
What?
1.5 joints a sec.
What?
1.5 joints a sec.
What? Orale. Hey, Roger the smart guy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Holmes, how many joints would you give this one being the best and five being the worst and why, you say?
Look, dog, I'm going to be honest with you. I like my movies to be kind of edgy. And I saw no nudity, no possible nudity,
wow.
No making out. Unless you're going to have incest or brother and sister, there's going to be no making out for sure. You know what I'm saying? This ain't taboo. So I have to give it 5 joints, brother. Joints, brother.
What?
I said 5 joints, brother.
What?
Orale. That's why.
Orale. Hey, Damian.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, there you are.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that, man?
Hey, Damian. Huh. How many joints did you get this? One be the best and five be the worst. And why is
it? Keep the black man down.
Oh, trying to keep the black man down. Huh. Hey, check it out, man. You know what, man? You know, I'm a big movie buff, man. And at first glance, when you see this, you're just like, whatever. But when you look at who's involved, man, Alex Kurtzman, the director, man. He wrote Transformers, man. He wrote Star Trek. He wrote Cowboys and Aliens. All of that, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. What you doing over here, man? And you got Michelle Pfeiffer in it, man. I love Michelle Pfeiffer, man. You got Chris Pine, and you got Jon Favreau, who also directed Iron Man. That's a good cast, man. Good, solid cast. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go ahead and get that one joint, man, because it looks like he might surprise us.
There's no robots!
I'm going to give it one joint because it looked like he might surprise us. One joint because it might surprise us.
What's up, Isaiah?
Hey, yo, hey, how many joints did you get this trailer, homie? Five being the best, five being the worst, and one being the best, and why, you saying?
What you got, Isaiah? One being the best, and five being the worst, and why? Well, you know what, Isaiah? This movie had a lot of drama, Isaiah. You know, it had a lot of, like, you know, suspense, Isaiah. You know, it had like, a lot of kissing, Isaiah. It had a lot of, like, deal with, like, parents, Isaiah. You know, it had to deal with a lot of trials and tribulation, Isaiah. And for a second, I could have sworn I seen a little cleavage, you know, like, it made me, like, get a peekaboo, right? So, you know what? Check it out, Isaiah. This one had me touched, Isaiah, from the deep down inside, Isaiah. Hang it! So, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and have to give this... three joints, I said.
What?
No, really. Three joints, I said.
What?
No, I'm serious. I'm not playing around. This is three joints, I said.
What?
Orale!
Wow.
Oh. Da! Le.
Orale, what the?
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
Children of all ages.
Children of all ages. Why don't we go ahead and let our guests go ahead and announce one more time. And say, how can they check you guys out?
Plug away, brother.
Well, we got an event coming up next Thursday. It's called a Honky Tonk Hoedown at Joe's Great American Bar and Grill. 4711 Magnolia Avenue in Burbank. So come check us out. Party starts at 7 p.m. for VIP and everyone else at 8 p.m.
Yeah. Tickets pre-sale are available at honkytonk.ticketleaf.com or you can check us out on facebook.com/somethinglikethat. That's right. You heard it right. Something like that. You got to spell it funny like that. SUMTINLIKE.
Something like that.
Dat. D-A-T. You know, it goes something like that.
And don't forget, you guys can go ahead and get the pre-sale tickets at honkytalk.ticketleaf.com. Give them a call at area code
323-491-3132.
Once again, that's
323-491-3132.
And once again, this show is going to be crazy. This show is going to be outrageous.
Off the chain, baby!
It's going to have you line dancing. It's going to have you doing all sorts of tricks.
Doing the robot to country music. Don't trip.
Honky Tonk Hoedown. Thursday, June 28th. It's going to be off the hook. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
And don't forget it, Sam.
Joe's Bar and Grill.
Don't drink and drive, it, Sam.
No, don't do that.
If you have a couple of drinks, you're having a good time, and you say to yourself, oh, wait a minute. You know, by the time I leave the club, I'll be good to drive. Don't do it, Sam.
Walk.
Don't do it.
Ride a bike.
If you go into your car and you put it in the ignition, think twice, it, Sam. All it takes is one beer. All it takes is one beer to influence your judgment, to influence your being.
Lightweight, but yeah, one beer.
I'm just saying, listen, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the DUI.
No.
It's not worth the ticket. It's not worth...
the lawyer fees.
Wait. Most importantly, it's not worth the feeling you have if you do something wrong to someone who is innocent, someone who didn't deserve it, someone who is just passing by, someone who wasn't even doing anything wrong, I say!
Did a poor tree. Poor tree did nothing wrong.
Right?
Just growing.
It's sitting right there.
Growing.
It's sitting right there.
There's vegetation trying to grow, dog. You're going to hit it.
Trying to grow.
Or a nice stop sign. Just being there, stopping people, doing its job. You're going to knock it over. What'd it do to you?
Yeah, what did it do to you, stop man?
Hello? Hello?
You know?
Seriously. Hey,
can
I eat chicken
indoors?
No.
Look at Vivi.
Yes.
Tastes like chicken, smells like chicken. Everything's all chicken.
Yeah, I remember by being president, our wonderful, fun, amazing, crazy honky-tonky hold down, you're going to be contributing to a super awesome cause, which is called Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So if you do drink, make sure to have a designated driver and just be responsible and definitely
I'll tell your fat ass to lose some weight. Walk home drunk, all right? Trust me.
That's right, it's it. And also, real quick, it's if you guys are looking to throw a bar mitzvah, they're looking to throw parties, they're looking to throw any type of event, I got the place for you. It's the Masonic Hall Temple in North Hollywood.
Yep.
That's 5122 Tujunga Boulevard in the city of North Hollywood. Give them a call. Area code 818-755-9304. Let them know that Tony Montana from the Lowrider Live Show sent you and get that special discount.
Yes.
Stay tuned for the Vato Loco Hour. And today is a chicken it out. We got a question of the day. A little sneak peek. The question is it okay to date someone that your best friend has dated? It could be a year, it could be a month, it could be a quickie, it could
been
be
there,
a one night stand.
That.
I'm just saying, it's a question of the day. Stay tuned, I'm gonna call some people up and have it ready for you. And we'll be back. This is Dance Hall Pimps.
DanceHallPimps.com.
Check them out, DanceHallPimps.com.
Welcome!
Loretta Live
Show.
And stay tuned for the Vato Loco Hour.
Yes.
Oh! Da!
I put a spell on you because you're mine. Better stop.